Okay, let's talk amazing science now on KUOW's The Record. Scientists have been able to manipulate human genes for years, but this year it became way faster and easier thanks to a gene editing tool called CRISPR-Cas9. It is controversial and fascinating. The journal Science just called it the scientific breakthrough of 2015. And what are local biologists doing with this tool? We asked Seattle biotech reporter Luke Timmerman about that and why scientists are so excited about CRISPR-Cas9.
It gives them the ability to insert genes, delete genes at multiple points along a whole genome in multiple species, whether it's plants, animals, humans, and they can do it very quickly, very cheaply, very easily. So this thing has just spread like wildfire for all of those reasons.
Do I sum up the ethical concern in two words, designer babies?
Yes, that prospect has been raised many times in the past when new enabling technologies have come along in biotech, and it's come along here too, partly because the technology is so cheap and easy. It's spread all around the world, so you've got a lot of people who could do things that may or may not be ethical, that things that we might not want to do, like permanent alterations to the human race, deleting genes, say, that might be disease-causing, but actually might be helpful, too, in certain respects. So there's concern about how quickly we really want to go down this road.
How much of this gene editing is happening here in Seattle?
Quite a bit. At the basic research centers, the University of Washington, the Fred Hutch, Institute for Systems Biology, they're all using it. It's becoming like a workhorse fundamental lab technique.
Is there a conversation going on about the ethical concerns in Seattle? Anybody trying to stop any local companies from doing this?
No, not really. About a month ago in Washington, D.C., there was an international summit in which leading scientists got together, I think more than 500 of them, and had a conversation about should there be a moratorium placed on this, or exactly what kind of parameters should we put around the use of CRISPR-Cas9. Ultimately, they decided not to place a moratorium and to continue on. And so I think Seattle scientists were a part of that dialogue, as were people from around the world.
What do you think we're going to see happen in the future then on CRISPR-Cas9 and this controversy and this important work in Seattle?
Well, as often happens, you're going to see the fastest progress in kind of the lower hanging fruit, the easiest places where there aren't necessarily such ethical boundaries, like plants, like mosquitoes even. There was a report in one of the journals recently about how mosquitoes might be engineered with CRISPR-Cas9 so that they can't transmit malaria. Well, wouldn't that be interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine things like engineering plants so that they are resistant to drought, grow more productively in less attractive agricultural lands. So you're going to see things happen there. Now, medically, people are very excited about potentially deleting problematic genes that cause disease or inserting desirable traits. And there's one interesting example here in Seattle that I can point to, which is around HIV. So we know biologically that there are certain people who are naturally resistant to HIV infections. They have a mutation to something called the CCR5 receptor, which acts like a gateway. The HIV virus enters cells, T cells of the immune system, through that gateway. But if that's not present, the HIV might be in your bloodstream, but it can't infect your immune cells. So basically, you're resistant to all the bad things that come from HIV. And people have been working for a very long time to try to edit those genes so that you can make people resistant to HIV that way. And there's some exciting work going on with CRISPR on that front here in town.
Seattle biotech journalist Luke Timmerman, editor of the Timmerman Report, telling you about CRISPR-Cas9, this tool for scientists to make changes to specific genes in living cells and do it much more easily. It is the scientific breakthrough of 2015, according to the journal Science.